sugya of loisis gaididu. What does loisis gaididu? Simply means to not gash yourself. Rachman l'son, a person who suffers the loss of a relative in his family, it was the meaning of the non-Jews to take a knife, and to gash themselves, to rip out their hair, and to gash themselves, to let out blood on their forehead, as an expression of frustration and tsar over the loss of the relatives. That is the pshutoi shel mikra. Do not cut yourself up with a knife and let out blood as an expression of pain over losing a relative. Chazal have stepped in and they've taken this word loisiskoididu and they've discovered a secret message in this word. Comes from the word aguda. Aguda, beloshen rabim, do not splinter yourself into different groups. Loisasu agudois agudois. Don't become a member of the Agudas Yisrael. No, let me say that's not what it says. Chas Shalom. Chas Shalom. Lois is going to do not become Agudois, Agudois. Do not splinter yourself up into many different groups. Now, in other words, in one city, everyone has to follow the same halacha. Now, let me just tell you throughout this classic examples of where there's a shaila, a different classic examples. In one shul, can some people wear tefillin and chol hamoed, and other people in the same minyan? If one minyan it's chol hamoed Pesach, chol hamoed Sukkos, and some people are wearing tefillin and some people are not wearing tefillin. Is that proper? Is that a violation of what it says in the Torah? Lois is going to do. Another example. It's Sfiras Omer. Some of the custom to count, to observe the first minug. You start, you refrain from shaving and listening to music from right after Pesach is over, all the way through Lag BaOmer. And some people, they start from Rosh Chodesh. They do continue to shave, take a haircut, listen to music, and do whatever they want to do. All the restrictions do not begin until Rosh Chodesh, and then they continue after Lag BaOmer. They extend it until Shavuos. During the same meaning, is someone allowed to bring in a Svart Siddur? Okay, you're allowed to have on the shelf a Nusach Svart Siddur. Just having on the shelf Ashkenaz and Svart, maybe that should be a violation. That's a statement. Over here in this one shul, even there are two different Nuschais. Maybe that itself is a violation of Agudos, Agudos. Shaking the lulav and Esrog. So some shake Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svart, there are different ways to shake it. So when they do, some people are going counterclockwise, and some are going up and down. This they're actually doing this Svart. Is that a violation of Lois Siskoididu? Okay, the examples go on and on and on. This is the sugya. When is it also? When is the mutter? It's a very, very complex sugya. Here in this fantastic sefer called Das Kanisa, Rabbi Gibbs, he has a very beautiful, masterful analysis of the sugya. He's koilel, he conquers the entire sugya. Now this is a very big section, very big piece. He elaborates very much in this idea, and he presents a lot of technical points. He goes through a lot of gemaras, which is way over my head. A lot of the stuff, in order to absorb this, will take me weeks to absorb everything he says. But I just want to throw out for you some of the basic principles, the basic yesodos, at least to get a little bit of an appreciation of what is involved in the sugya and the different opinions, and how come Bizman HaZeh we generally are becoming more and more lenient. You know, it's like halacha changes, halacha has a trend. Years ago, certain things would not be tolerated. Today, the world has changed to such a degree where it's already becoming common. It's certainly common area to so where you can walk into, so what are we daven here? What's the nusach? Whatever you want. Go up to the Amud, right. You want to daven Ashkenaz, daven Ashkenaz. You want to daven Tzvart, daven Tzvart.
The rule of thumb over there,
whoever davens
went to the Amud did it.
Okay, that's a very extreme approach to how tolerant one can be. You want to wear tefillin, wear tefillin, don't wear tefillin. You want to shake this way, shake that way. Society has become very, very tolerant of different... Of different customs in the same exact shul.
I was in Petah Tikva. Yeah. I went to a shul with my cousin over there, and what got me was, you know, it's according to him, the guy that davened Sukkot Zimra, davened Ashkenaz, when the guy took over by Baruch Hu, he changed his fart.
That's extreme.
I said, I'm sorry, this I can't fart.
Okay, that's an extreme.
I've seen that. If you're in a hotel, not an official minyan.
You're going to get that. So it's not so simple. Let's not talk about being nice. Okay, let's not talk about, you know, everyone today, you have to be tolerant. There's a halacha. There's a halachic issue. On Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, he's, oh, let's be nice, let's be tolerant, you can be mechal Shabbos, you can do whatever you want. No, you can't. There's a certain point in time, there's a certain red line you can't cross. Question over here is, lois is going to do, that's what we're going to discuss now, according to many opinions, is an isser d'oraisa. It's not just a nice thing. It's a din d'oraisa. Moshe says, a lot of the Pesachim say that it's mamish an isser d'oraisa, and it's not for a person to say, let's be nice, let's be nice. You know, I don't want to insult you, I don't want to make a fight with you. If it's the halacha, yikoyf hadin esahar. Too bad. You don't like the halacha the same way you would understand if I tell you, I'm sorry, this is Shomer Shabbos community. You can't sit and shul and smoke. You can't sit and smoke over here in front of all of us on Shabbos over here. Get out. So too. Listen, over here we don't wear tefillin. You want to wear tefillin. We have the greatest respect for you. But I'm sorry, it's a matter of...
It's a minority opinion.
It doesn't matter. If this is what we do here, that's the way it is. If this is the established custom, that's the way it is. Even if you also change this, change the meaning of the shul. Do whatever you want to do. But right now, if this is the way we do things, you have no right. It's not a matter of tolerance. It's a matter of halacha. Do not make agudos agudos. Now the question is, what are the parameters? When is it halacha? When is it not halacha? So let's run through the sugya. Now basically, to make a long story short, he goes through three shittos: Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and... which really is machlokes from Abaye and Rava. I think he presents as Rava, and he says over here three yisoides. Let's tell you. I'll try and maybe we'll work backwards to trace it to the names. And there are three different reasons given by which it's not explicit in the Gemara, but it's something which we understand after we analyze the opinions and the give and take of the Gemara and Masechta Megillah. Why not? What's the time? What's the reason why the Torah said lois siskoi didu? Do not splinter into different groups. One approach is, it should not, do not make the Torah into multiple Torahs. It appears that Hashem gave the Torah, and if everyone in this shul is doing whatever they want, it's nearer kishtei Torahs. The Torah does not want it to appear that there's one Torah for you, and there's another Torah for you. There was Matan Torah Har Sinai was given to the Taimonim, and then there was another event took place 1,000 years later. There was another Matan Torah that was for the Sephardim, and there's another Matan Torah that was given for the Ashkenazim. If everyone is doing their own thing, it appears it's a Chil Hashem that Hashem gave the Torah multiple times to the Jewish people, and to different groups He gave a different Torah. Okay, now to appreciate that, you really need to see the contrast, the other reasons. The second reason is nothing to do with that. Gesundheit. Maybe if Hashem could have given the Torah multiple times, it wouldn't be so bad. Even though the Goyim will look at the Jewish people, also this confuses the Goyim. The Goyim, they don't understand. They see Hasidim, they see Litvax, and they see Sfardim.
The Goyim, I don't understand.
Exactly. Neither do I. So therefore, they certainly have no clue. They said they go, they read the newspaper, they're in Israel, they're ultra-Orthodox, they're protesting, they see even the Torah Karta, they look like Hasidim. They don't understand what's the difference between the Torah Karta and Babov. What's the difference between Lubavitch and Elit? They don't understand. And they right away think there are different types of Jews. It's a Chil Hashem. When we're not under one banner of Jews, and everyone, and we're talking about religious Jews, everyone is doing their own thing, It's very confusing. It's very confusing for a non-Jew, and that's all nichlal. Do not make the Torah into multiple Torahs. Now, there are certain things we can't help. Okay, we can't go help the fact that we are splintered in such a way where everyone does their own thing, as the Klal Yisrael and the Goyim, they look, but at least in the Beis HaKnesses, at least in one shul, in one makayim, don't go that far. Don't go that far that it should look bizarre that in one shul some people are wearing tefillin, some are not wearing tefillin. Some people are clean shaven and some people are not clean shaven. That's a problem. It's a real problem that it looks like that there's more than one Torah. And we know it's not because there's different minhagim, tchulu v'chulu, but it's a problem. Period. The next time the Gemara appears to say is it has nothing to do with this. That's not an issue. Or even if it's an issue, the Torah is not addressing itself to that issue. The issue is machloikis. Lois is skaidu. If I'm going to wear tefillin, you're not going to wear tefillin. It's human nature for me to start up with you. Wear your tefillin today, right? You go to Lubavitch. Lubavitch, they do not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. So you go to Lubavitcha. Did you put on tefillin today?
Yeah.
Right? Right? You come, you wear your tefillin, right? You wear your tefillin Chol HaMoed, right? I wear my tefillin, your Lubavitcha comes and dives in shul. Maybe you like to put on tefillin today? Right? So isn't that what a person like, see, I'm joking about it? But he takes it. But they don't like that. They get very sensitive. They get very insulted. So the Torah says, Lois Siskoidi, do not go and splinter yourself with it because it's going to lead Lidei Machloikis. Okay. The third time, now this is very fast, the third time it says nothing, that this is very important, and this time really has major weight. Rav Moshe says this time really has the most important weight, and that's why we are so lenient in this matter today. The Isser Lois Siskoidu is not to the people in the shul. The Isser Lois Siskoidu is addressed to the Botei Dinim, the Beis Din. The Beis Din has an obligation to come to a conclusion that the people should do one custom. So let's say you have a Beis Din. And the Beis Din, they're coming to have a debate. Should we tell the people to wear tefillin or not to wear tefillin? So the Beis Din, they're fighting it out. And one group of the Beis Din says, I'll bring you rayas that you have to wear tefillin. Some say you do not. So the Beis Din can say, you know what, listen, it's not an Avera, since they're both legitimate approaches, we don't have to reach a conclusion. Learning our Sanhedrin Daf Yomi, right? So you have to have a conclusion. Is the person chayiv misa, yes or no? You can't say, well, we'll give him a half a misa. Are you pregnant, yes or no? Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. Okay? Beis Din, more often than not, must come to a final conclusion. Are you chayiv, yes or no? You want pshara? Okay, that's pshara. If you want to do it, I want din. I don't want pshara. I want din. Right? And that's the first beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin. You want compromise? Okay, so we'll make compromise 80-20. Okay, 50-50, 60-40. No, I don't want compromise. We want din. We want a psak halacha. So Beis Din can't make compromise. They have to go and they have to come to a conclusion. Half the Beis Din says chayif. Half, the other half says, the minority says pater. So it's not going to be a 60-40. It's going to be the majority, 51% say chayif. You have to pay the guy $1,000. If you wanted to go and have a pshara, dispute resolution, we would have come to some type of a compromise. But now that you insist on having din Torah, so we have to follow the rules. The rules are we follow the majority. The majority says, Yechayim, so therefore, too bad, you have to pay $1,000, well, we can't do anything for you. Are Yechayim Malchus? Yes or no, there's no halfway in Malchus. Nisa, there's no halfway. That's what happens 99% of the time in court. However, there are many situations where Beis Din are not pressed, they're not hard-pressed to issue a final verdict. The people come to the Beis Din, they say to the Beis Din, listen, we have over here a shul, everyone is fighting over here, should we wear tefillin, not wear tefillin, we'll come in for Pesach Halacha. We want the Beis Din and we will abide, you are the Beis Din of this Pesach Halacha, we will abide the Pesach Halacha, should we wear tefillin, yes or no? So the Beis Din can very easily say, listen, there are two different, we know it's World War III, if, whatever we're going to say, whatever we're going to go into include, and we have the Beis Din themselves are split. There's a majority leaning in one direction. It's a very, very, a sliver of a majority leaning in one direction. And this, you know what? Let everyone do whatever they want to do. Why do we have to go and get involved here? The Beis Din will say. You know what our psak is? Fight. If that's what you're doing until now, continue doing what you do now. What? Is it money? Is someone's parnas on the line? It makes a difference. You want to wear tefillin, wear tefillin. You don't want to wear tefillin, don't wear tefillin. That's our psak.
If someone's wearing tefillin, and most of the people are not wearing tefillin.
It depends on the shul. Most shuls.
Do they have to go?
No. It depends. The answer to your question is, today every shul has a rabbi, and the rabbi gives a decision if he will allow people to sit together with tefillin, not tefillin, or he insists that they sit separate. Every rabbi makes that decision.
No, but some of the people, they always go
in. No. It's not. If you come to a shul, there's an authority. It's not derech eretz. It's not derech eretz. You come to a shul, you're coming to a place that has a rabbi, there's an authority. You have to, you know, if you don't respect his authority, then don't step into the shul. The authority of the rabbi, he says, in my shul, I allow people to sit mixed together. Some shuls, the rabbi will say, I do not allow it. And when you come into the shul, you have no right to say, I hear what you, the rabbi, have to say, but I know better. That's a chutzpah noira to do that.
So you mean It's the decision of the rabbi.
You come into a shul, this example, it's the rabbi's decision if you can sit together, sit next. If you don't want to abide by the rabbi's decision, don't come into that shul. Period. You have your own personal opinion, in your shul they do it one way, but if you come into another shul, you have to follow the decision of the rabbi. Period. Now let's go back to our topic. So here the Bezin will be very much inclined to say, listen, don't get us involved. We don't want a paskin. Let everyone do whatever they want to do. Our psak is it. So here is where the Torah says Lois Siskoidu. It's an amazing chiddush. Lois Siskoidu is not talking to the people. Lois Siskoidu is talking to the Bezdin. And it's telling the Bezdin, do not allow it that people, everyone is doing a different thing. It's not the people. The Psak Halacha is on the Bezdin. The first two interpretations are on the people. People amongst themselves should not do different things because it looks like two Torahs, or the people themselves should not do different things because it's going to lead to the machlekes. According to the third opinion, it's not machlekes, it's not shtei Torahs, it's a psak, it's advice, it's guidance, it's legal guidance for the court. When the court is presented with Jewish custom or halacha, not custom, halacha, and halacha, there's a principle, elu vi elu divrei elokim chayim. You're right and you're right. But you as a court cannot allow both of them to be right at the same time.
Exactly.
That's what Rav Moshe says. You hit the nail on the head. Now when you work with this principle, since Bizman has said there is no Bezdin. Okay, there is no Bezdin. No one over here. That's not their function. They're not their function. Everything that we're doing now is just a matter of following custom of what was done 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, family custom. So Mimela, there's no prohibition of Lois Siskoididu. When you go into a shul today, putting on tefillin, so again, there's authority of the rabbi, but putting the authority of the rabbi aside for one moment, is there a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa if I'm going to put on tefillin, you're not going to put on tefillin? Let's say there is no rabbi in the shul. Let's say we're on vacation. Okay, we're going to Lake George. And here we are in a hotel, and it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. And we're sitting down. It's a temporary shul. No rabbi, no authority. We're sitting down over here. Is there lois going to do? For me to wait tefillin, you have to wait tefillin. If you like time number one, time number two, yeah. There can be a very real problem over here by putting on tefillin. We'll get to that. It's not simple. There can be a real problem. Why can be the real problem? It's because it looks like shtei Torahs. If I'm wearing, you're not wearing tefillin, even though I have my source and you have your sources, it's mechzik shtei Torahs. If you say machlekes, certainly it can lead to machlekes. But if you say that it's a psak on the Bezdin, that Bezdin should not allow society, in one society, in one group, there should be two different people doing two different things, there is no Bezdin in Lake George. There is no Bezdin for that matter in the whole Klal Yisrael. So Mimela, there's no Issa D'Oraisa, what is this going to do? So therefore, do whatever you want. And Kemar Rav Moshe says this. Rav Moshe works bigger with the Yisrael that Lo Yisis Goydidu is a din on the Bezdin. And Bizman has said there is no real Bezdin. So Manela, whatever people are doing, they're just doing tradition, Minig Avosein B'Yodeyem. Oh, it looks funny. A lot of things look funny today. Everything looks funny today, right? Big deal, looks funny. This is the least of our problems. Oh, Machlaikis. Believe me, there's a lot more to fight about than putting on tefillin. So what do you want? So you want it? So therefore, the only problem of Lois Siskoidu is to the Bezdin. The Bezdin is not being addressed. They're not being addressed. So there's no Isser D'Oraisa. So Mimela, it's no big deal if everyone's going to go and do whatever they want in the same day Sakneses. That is the heter pretty much across the board for all of the different Lois Siskoidu that are so common among us. We've turned into a very tolerant society, Baruch Hashem. And we do very bizarre things, all b'vas achas. Oh, lois iskoididu. Guess what? Lois iskoididu is not talking to the common man. Lois iskoididu is being addressed to the Bezdin. The Bezdin that hands down the law to the society. And there is no Bezdin today. There is no Bezdin coming to Paskin Halacha for us.
There are a few unified communities.
But then you have to also take into consideration that you may have a rabbi. You may have a rabbi. If you go into a shul, If you go into a shul and the rabbi says, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I know what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe holds that Lois Siskoidu is being addressed to the Bezdin, and there is no Bezdin, therefore there's no violation. Everyone does what they want. But you know something? I don't follow Rav Moshe. I mean, I have a tradition from my family that we follow the other interpretation of Lois Siskoidu, that it's called Machlaikis. The Iker Tam Derais is being addressed to the Hamoinam. It's being addressed to the civil, to the citizens. That's my tradition. And therefore, there is lois iskaidu if two people are wearing, one is wearing not. And since this is my shul, since I'm in charge, I've been hired here, I've been given the authority, you walk into my place, you follow my rules.
I was thinking where, you know, where there's central authority communities like certain...
Doesn't exist.
Or lawyers, where they can... They can lay down the law.
Lay down the law. Okay.
I
don't know. Did he? Probably did. I would imagine he did. Litvak swear tefillin. I'm sure very likely that he did. Did he make a bracha? Mestama not. Mestama he did not make a bracha.
The Rebbeinu Yeshiva taught us to put on a nap.
Not make a bracha. Mestam Rav Moshe, I'm guessing from understanding, most of the Litvaks, they wear tefillin without a bracha. That's the most common thing among Hasidim. The Hasidim do not wear, in Yerushalayim, no matter who you are, you don't wear tefillin. Yerushalayim, that's a very common minhag. And whatever, different minhagim. People who have Hasidisha, Yichos, they do not wear tefillin. People who have a Litvish, they do wear tefillin. And some have some real heavy, like German.
They do it
till
they're
18 years old. That's right. Right. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay.
How many different minhagim?
So remember these three yisaidas. Beautiful yisaidas. Is it a din of machlekes or nothing to be machlekes? It's just mechse kishtei tairus. We're best friends. We're the best friends. It's impossible for me and you and us to fight. Never in our life will we fight. It's the last thing in the world. But still, it's an isa deraisa. Mechse kishtei tairus. It looks like they're two Torahs. It's an Issa Deraisa. What are you playing around with? It's not for you to be nice about it. Or, it's nothing of your business. It's not to you. This is addressed to the decision-making of a Bezdin. Bezdin has to decide on matters that affect the community that they should do everything the same. And Bezdin cannot say, listen, when it comes to tefillin, no harm done, no one's losing money, no one's dying, we can just let it be whatever it is. It's a chiddush. No, the Torah says to Bezdin, lois iskaidu do. Even though there's no money, even though people will be very happy, do whatever they want, you, the Bezdin, have to come to a conclusion and tell the Olam to do one thing only and discard the minority opinion. Now, let's go further. Just because, let's say in the worst scenario, machlekes, or mechse kishtei toirois, or Bezdin is giving a psak halacha, now we come to the next fine line. Does that apply to minhagim also, or only applies to halacha? There are certain issues, it's halacha. Is it osur? Is it mutter? Okay, is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Our tradition is, it's osur. Then you'll bring a rice going all the way back to Mayas Har Sinai. So there's a real heavy-duty machlekes. You know, their heavyweights are battling it out in halacha. Then there is minhagim. Hoshanis, shaking the lulav this way, there is no halacha. Okay, there's no halacha. It's pure custom. So does the halacha of lois iskoididu, whether you're discussing all the different reasons, does it extend into the domain of minhag? And the answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't. However, that's the dangerous statement.
Why it doesn't?
Because minhag is too lightweight. It only goes into halacha. Lois kodu is nisderaisa. The Torah is only addressing halach inyan. It's not addressing custom. Now, however, it's a very dangerous thing because minhagim, the bulk of minhagim, are rooted in iser. Now, just take these two examples. Rav Moshe writes, shaking the nanuim is a great example. It's pure minhag. It's pure minhag. Memela, there is no lois iskoididu, period. You can shake the lulav any way you want, and the guy next, you can shake it. You can have 10 people shake the lulav any way they want. It's pure minhag. It's not Bezdin's business to tell you what to do when it comes to minhag. It's not Bezdin's, it's not the people to worry about machlekes, and it's not, and it's pure, no problem whatsoever. However, there are many minhagim which are rooted in halacha, and Rav Moshe says, tilin, that's an example. Because if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, not to put on tefillin, you're doing an avera. You're being oiver on the violating the mitzvah saseh of v'hayu litotofes be'nechus l'kshad los l'yedecha. If your custom is not to wear tefillin, if you put on tefillin, you're being mezalzel in the kedusha of Yom Tov.
Wouldn't that also include making a bracha?
Right, bracha also. Forget about making the bracha. So Moshe says wearing tefillin is not just it's a minhag. It's true. It's a custom, but it's a custom that is rooted in Isser and halacha. So here, basically, he says basically it follows the same rule. It follows the same rules machmir as being mamish in a matter of halacha. Okay, when it comes to the class halacha, let's talk about the more talks about Beisham Beisil. When it comes to a yibum, different shilas. According to Beishamai, if a man were to marry a certain woman, it would be karis, and Beisil would be a mitzvah of yibum. So there are certain things which are extreme matters of halacha. Okay, there are certain examples of the Gemara with this extreme achloikis between Beishamai and Beisil. According to Beishamai, this person is a mamzer, mamish a mamzer. And according to the Beis Hillel, this person is the product of one of the greatest mitzvahs in the Torah. How could it possibly be? Mikotze lakotze? And the Gemara says, Beis Shammai would marry the daughters of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel would marry the daughters of Beis Shammai. Oh, but according to Beis Shammai, he's a mamzer. Listen, if Beis Hillel told you that you're not a mamzer, even though I hold you a mamzer, it's good enough for me. Okay, that's the Gemara, the achlus between Shammai and Hillel. But those are matters today that would never happen, no way. But today, what?
Except in Israel, you don't accept everybody now as the conversion.
Right. Oh, that's another story. That's another problem. That's a whole new world. But this halacha, okay? Then go to the other extreme, shaking the lulav. No matter how you shake your lulav, you're not touching upon any halacha whatsoever. It's pure minuk. Then you can be make a legamri. Then you have the bulk of minhagim, which are in the middle. They're minhagim, but the minhag is rooted in halacha. But it's a minhag. The bottom line is, you can't tell me I did an avera. If I don't put on tefillin, you can't tell me that I did an avera. Because even if you don't put on tefillin, you're not necessarily doing an avera. So you can't go tell me you did an avera, you're not a mamzer. It's a minhag. But the minhag traces itself back to halacha. So what do you do in this situation? So some want to say, people actually say this, even if you learn not like Rav Moshe and you take Nikatam as a machlekes, or machlekes, why don't you do the loisis sky to do? It's addressing the common man. Machlekes is talking about but putting on tefillin, it's only a minug. Chol HaMoed, you do...
But still,
a lot of these things are minhagim. So some want to say that since a lot of these things are minhagim, the nusach, Ashkenaz and Svard, that's the question, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line between minhag, pure minhag, and minhag that's rooted in Isser, the heter? So some want to say, even if you don't follow Rav Moshe's Mahalach, which is not only Rav Moshe, that it's addressing the Bezdin, and we're addressing the common man. If we're addressing the common man, you have a problem. You really have a very big problem when you walk into shul and you walk into a community, everyone is doing their own thing because it's not Bezdin, it's the people. And the people are not allowed to be doing this. You're not allowed among the rabbis. I have to tell the people, you're not allowed to do this. You're doing an Avera. You say, when you're Michal Shabbos, being over and Lois is sky to do. So the fallback is only halacha. I can follow this halacha, and you can follow that halacha. But the things that we're fighting about over here in shul is minhagim. The rabbi will say back, but it's a minhag that's rooted in halacha. Okay, but it's not mamish halacha. It's still only a minhag. So it's a gray area. But we learn along with Rav Moshe that it's not addressing the people, it's addressing the Batei Dinim. Everything falls away, and it's smooth sailing, and all these other things also just add to it. So these are the basic Yisaydais, the three Mahalchim, Machlaikis, Shtei Torahs, it's addressing the Beis Din, and then once we go down, also there's another shal, it's Lois Skaidu Din Doraisa, or Din Rabbanan. Many want to say also that the whole halacha is cannot be Doraisa. The Issa Doraisa, Lois Skaidu Du, is what? Is do not cut yourself, do not cause blood to come out of your forehead because you're mourning over the dead. Chazal, they found this hidden word, Agudos Agudos. That cannot be a Din Doraisa. That's at most an Asmachta. That's not a Midrabbanan. So there's a little, you know, you want to satisfy some of the balabatim in shul, there's already, if you're not dealing with a din deraisa, you already have grounds to be maker. Okay, that's another leniency. So it's a din deraisa, it's din derabanan. What is dikur tam? And then even when you find dikur tam, you have to be mavel between three categories of halacha. Halacha, lo yisiskoi to do, or a mamzer, you're not a mamzer. And then they have a shayla of shaking the lulav, things like that, which are pure minhag, which right away you can be makel no matter what. And then you have the gray area, which is a very difficult case. And a lot of the things fall into that category is minhag, which is rooted back in halacha, as isa v'heter. How do we treat it? Being that it's a minhag, there are grounds to be makel, but being that it's halacha, there's a tzad to be machnir. And all of these have to come together to find the proper balance, what to do in every particular situation. These are the basic yisaydas.